commitment to sustainable land and water management, and Stanbic Bank delivers 22 homes in Kalulushi. Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, has reaffirmed government's commitment to safeguarding Zambia's natural resources, emphasizing the need for stronger coordination and policy alignment to address environmental challenges. Mr. Kangwa says the long-term protection of forests, catchments, wetlands and rivers is critical for the security of both present and future generations. The news reports that Mr. Kangwa noted that addressing pressure on natural resources requires a coordinated and strategic response across all sectors.
News 360.
Stanbic Bank Zambia, in partnership with the Zambia Homeless and Poor People's Federation and the People's Process on Housing and Poverty in Zambia, PPHPZ, has supported the handover of 22 housing units in Kalulushi District, contributing to community-led efforts to address access to safe and dignified housing. The handover forms part of a long-running campaign and community participation between Stanbic Bank and the Federation since 2019, during which time 67 homes have been constructed and now 89 total to date. Speaking at the handover, Mr. Mwindwa Siakalima, Chief Executive of Stanbic Bank Zambia, said the initiative reflects the bank's approach to inclusive and responsible growth, while PPHPZ coordinator Nelson Kunture acknowledged that new beginnings had been made for 22 families.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
A serious mount of a full-scale return to hostilities between Iran and the US. Iran says events in the Strait of Hormuz show there's no military solution to a political crisis. President Trump has called his policy Project Freedom, but Iran's foreign minister termed it Project Deadlock. Leaders from the European Union have congratulated Armenia's Prime Minister for moving his country politically closer to the EU. However, Nikol Pashinyan was told more democratic reforms were needed. At a summit in Yerevan, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said countries such as Armenia could become an important route connecting Europe to China, bypassing Russia.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 79 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 49 ngwe. The Euro is trading at 22 kwacha 2 ngwe. And the South African Rand, 1 kwacha 12 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Phil Foden has reached an agreement in principle over a new four-year deal at Manchester City. The 25-year-old's current contract was due to expire next summer, but fresh terms will keep him at Etihad Stadium until 2030 with the option of another year. Though midfielder Foden has struggled for form in recent months and has not scored since 14th December, a new contract signals a commitment from both parties to continue working together. Lusaka is mostly sunny with increasing clouds, with the highs at 28 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be mainly clear, with the lows at 16 degrees Celsius. The headlines. State reaffirms commitment to sustainable land and water management, and Stanbic Bank delivers 22 homes in Kalulushi. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is Rock FM.
You're rocking with the best. Oh, yes, for sure.
1615
Lusaka. I need somebody to love you, got me on my knees, got me begging please, all I need.